KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, 93. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms in the upper 60s. And Thursday, will continue with showers and thunderstorms likely, highs at 90. Right now, it's 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. The Sunflower State has set a new record for its worst two-week spike in reported coronavirus cases since the pandemic began. That prompted the governor to issue a stern public warning yesterday in hopes of pushing the public and local officials into accepting masks in public as necessary. Governor Laura Kelly said the state has seen at least seven new clusters of two or more reported cases in the past 5 days. Those cases directly related to bars and restaurants. Authorities are investigating after finding a homicide victim inside a suburban Kansas City home while responding to a burglary. Police in Olathe say the burglary was reported around 3 o'clock Sunday morning in Olathe. The victim was identified as 42-year-old Jessica Smith. Police say the killer apparently fled before officers arrived. And authorities are blaming fireworks for a blaze that caused over $100,000 in damage to a Junction City duplex early Sunday morning. Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
The Kansas City Chiefs made sure they'll have Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes around as long as possible. Mahomes agreeing to a 10-year extension worth $503 million, according to his agency. The deal is worth $477 million in guarantee mechanisms and includes a no-trade clause and opt-out clauses if guarantee mechanisms aren't met. It's the richest contract in professional sports history, surpassing Mike Trout's $426.5 million deal with the Los Angeles Angels. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly issued drought declarations for 74 out of Kansas' 105 counties, either in an emergency warning or watch status. The drought declaration placed 13 counties in emergency status, 18 into a warning status, and 44 into a watch status. Counties who are in emergency stage are eligible for emergency use of water from certain state fishing lakes. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle, and for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Officials in Nebraska say another state prison's employee has tested positive for coronavirus. A news release from the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services says the staffer is employed at the Lincoln Correctional Center and is self-isolating at home. The latest case brings to 21 the number of state prison staffers who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. The department says 20 have since recovered. Nebraskans celebrated the 4th of July holiday, as many Americans did, with a barrage of fireworks. But this year's explosive festivities also came with a number of headaches. In Omaha, police say they received nearly 1,900 fireworks complaints in the days before and after the 4th. Police say that's a more than 30% increase from fireworks complaints received last year. In Lincoln, a man was seriously injured and hospitalized Friday night after a firework exploded in his hands at Branched Oak State Recreation Area. Mid-America Network News.
As we welcome our patients and visitors back into the clinics and hospitals, Community Healthcare System wants to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you to the communities for your support. Thank you for staying home this spring to protect the health of everyone in Northeast Kansas. And thank you for generous donations of gowns, masks, meals, treats, and encouragement. Please know that the Community Healthcare System appreciates you, and we are taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety for our patients and associates. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Some $400 million in federal assistance has been earmarked for local governmental units in Kansas impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Counties have until August 15th to submit plans for spending federal funds, and proceeds not spent by the end of December will need to be returned. Three rounds of funding will be provided with amounts based on county population, number of COVID-19 cases, and county unemployment rates. Marshall County is qualified for $1.9 million, Washington County just over $1 million, and Nemaha County over $2 million. Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting assigned a task committee to begin the process of providing communities with assistance and assist the board on how to best distribute the money. That committee is Sammy Jackson, Bill Swindeman Jr., Leslie Jeter, Jamie Ellenbecker, Ray Lisher, and Derek Heinen. At last week's Marshall County Commissioners meeting, Special Counsel James Neal with NextEra Energy reported he will meet back with the commissioners in 2 weeks on July 13th from 1 to 3. Neal plans to be available in the courthouse for about an hour after his scheduled time with commissioners and answer any patron questions. Marshall County Commissioners authorized the county treasurer to transfer just over $3 million from the county general fund into the newly established capital improvements fund, and $282,000 from the county general to the newly established risk management fund. Nemaha County Commissioners at their meeting last week heard from Nancy Gafford with the Rural Development Association of Northeast Kansas and Daryl Coleman with USD 115 as they consider renewal of a neighborhood revitalization program. Coleman indicated he thought it was a valuable program for the county and the taxing entities. No other public comments were noted. Commissioners signed that declaration as presented. Clay County Health Department has received notice of two additional confirmed cases of COVID-19, both involved working in local businesses. Age ranges from 18 to 24 and 35 to 44. Identity of the individuals and businesses have not been released. Information may be released by the businesses if they choose to. Contact tracing is underway. Clay County has reported 9 cases thus far as of Monday. Washington County has still had just a single case, Marshall County 2, Nemaha County at 28, Riley County 286, and Pottawatomie County 82 cases so far. Gage County has reported 8 new cases in the past 2 weeks, with 56 total to date. Bond has not been set for a golf man, 50-year-old Bruce E. Davis, who was arrested Saturday by Seneca police for DUI, fleeing to elude, driving while suspended, as well as Nemaha County offenses of burglary, criminal deprivation of and damage to property, and interference with a law enforcement officer. Ellen Barber with the Marshall County Partnership for Growth has received 4 applications for assistance through a recent grant announced by the group and funded through Marshall County. The deadline to submit applications is July 10th.
With the commissioners making the decision to open up the businesses fully, they also made a motion to take the $25,000 they had earmarked for economic development last year and allow Marshall County Partnership for Growth to develop a revolving loan fund. And this loan fund would target the small businesses, especially that have been left out of these government programs. And so we're really excited to start making the applications available here in a couple of weeks and just see who needs that money to start at a 0% interest for a year and get their feet on the ground.
Barber noted a strong local economy in spite of COVID-19 challenges.
Over the past couple of years, our unemployment rate has been down around 2%. I mean, we've always had a really super low unemployment rate. Right now, it's at 5.2, which is low considering some other counties that are almost 18%, which is pretty scary. So, yes, we are doing better than a lot of people with retaining our employees, and that's a good thing. I know a lot of people in the county did get the PPP, which kept their employees on the payroll. That's always a positive thing, I'm glad to see.
Helen Barber reminds those seeking employment and businesses needing employees to utilize the Marshall County Partnership for Economic Development job site.
As everybody knows, people's jobs have been in huge flux the last couple of months. Now that things are turning around and businesses are able to open, people are either needing jobs or employers are needing to place job ads to get their needs filled as well. But the employers need to know that this is a free place you can place their own ads. They can Google Marshall County Partnership for Growth and find the job site. It's that easy. With everything changing with people's job situation, we hope that that will be greatly used in the next month here or so.
Bernice S. Stowes, age 96, of Wichita, formerly of Bremen, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Hermansburg Emanuel Lutheran Church, Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bernice Stowes. Raymond Vogelsberg, age 61, passed away at the Frankfurt Care Home Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial in the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery north of Beatty. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Vogelsberg. Cindy K. Dunsing, age 58, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday at Tulsa, Oklahoma. Graveside service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Dunsing.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, beef tips with mushroom gravy, mashed potatoes, Scandinavian blend, pineapple, and cake. Tomorrow, pulled pork chops, a bun, cucumbers and onion, and applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the upper parts of the Midwest moving off towards the east with another low pressure system that will be across the northern parts of the Rockies, which is bringing some scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, across the central parts of the Midwest, pretty dry out there. We're going to see mostly sunny skies, quiet weather as we head into tonight, continuing into tomorrow. The next system will bring us some scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night through the end of the week, and we still have this upper level ridge bringing warm temperatures well into the upper 80s and into the lower 90s across much of the central and upper parts of the Midwest. So across the area, sunny skies, lower 90s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 70. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, increasing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early July, 90. Recent record high hit the century mark in 1991. The average low, 68. Record low of 55 set in 2004. Sunset this evening, 8:56. Sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Sunny and 70 this hour. Winds are light. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Kids, why are are you inside watching TV?
We don't want to go outside.
Because the mosquitoes will bite us.
Mosquito Squad took care of all the mosquitoes, remember? I haven't seen any wasps, ants, or earwigs either. You'll be fine as long as you stay in the yard.
We don't want to stay in the yard.
Oh, good grief.
Call Brad and John Eichelberger with Mosquito Squad of Marysville in Manhattan. They offer a variety of options, including their 21-day satisfaction guaranteed barrier treatment. Call Mosquito Squad at 785-877-8486. And remember,
the only good mosquito is a dead one.
The fattest contract in sports history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl MVP quarterback Patrick Mahomes is now $500 million richer after agreeing to a 10-year extension that could be worth $503 million. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
They have the player, the best player in football, under contract for the next 12 years, and both sides can go forward with a relationship that has worked out very well.
The extension includes a no-trade clause. The 2020 Major League Baseball schedule is out. On opening night, the Yankees will face the defending World Series champion Nationals, and the Dodgers will take on their rival Giants. But there have been delays in COVID-19 test results.
They can get the testing done and done in a timely manner. I think players are going to feel a whole lot safer about this plan going forward.
ESPN's Jeff Passan. The NHL and its players union agreed on a contract extension and return to play plan. UFC Fight Island in Abu Dhabi is primed for its first event after welterweight Jorge Masvidal agreed to replace Gilbert Burns in the title fight against Kamaru Usman July 11th. Masvidal on ESPN.
There's only one thing on my mind, and that's end them at all costs.
UFC says there will be safe zones where the general public is not allowed. Four of boxing's biggest promotion companies, MLS and NASCAR, among other sports organizations that have been approved for Paycheck Protection Program grants. They're hoping to ease financial losses due to COVID-19. The NBA season will resume July 30th in Orlando, but not everybody's on board with the return-to-play plan. Blazers guard C.J. McCollum on why he initially voted no.
This is a conversation that happened a long time ago. We progress to have more information, circumstances, situation, testing, everything that's kind of set up now. There's more information, but at the time, based on what I had been given, I didn't feel comfortable playing.
Atlanta Braves outfielder Nick Markakis has been swayed by teammate Freddie Freeman, who tested positive for coronavirus, not to play this season. This is Rich Cantu. ABC
for all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. U.S. beef and pork exports trended lower in May, due in part to interruptions in slaughter and processing. The U.S. Meat Export Federation reports beef exports dropped well below year-ago levels and recorded the lowest monthly volume in some 10 years. Pork exports remained higher than a year ago, but were the lowest since October of last year. Packing plant disruptions caused by COVID-19 resulted in the lower exports. May beef exports were down 33% from a year ago to 79,200 metric tons, with values falling 34% to $480.1 million. May pork exports totaled 243,800 metric tons, 12% above a year ago, but down 13% from the monthly average for the first quarter of 2020. Export value was $620.9 million, up 9% year over year, but 16% below the first quarter monthly average. But improvements are expected. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom says now the production has substantially recovered, the U.S. industry is better able to meet the needs of both domestic and international customers. USDA seeking public comment on the transition to RFID-only ear tags. The Animal Plant Health Inspection Service wants the public input on the proposal where APHIS would only approve RFID as the official ear tag for use in interstate movement of cattle that are required to be identified by the traceability regulations. An official ear tag is defined as an identification tag approved by APHIS that bears an official ID number for individual animals. Regulations allow APHIS to approve tags that can be used as official ID, and both metal and RFID tags are current options. Public comment will be accepted through the Federal Register until October 5th. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Tuesday morning. Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. Still hard in the field across the state of Kansas. We check in a few regions across the Sunflower State, starting in Gove County.
Larry Glenn from Frontier Ag of Quinter in Gove County reported that his first intake of wheat started around June 20th. They received a couple of loads and then it stopped. It has been a slow process getting the wheat to the grain bins. Farmers were constantly interrupted by heavy amounts of rain. Along with the rain, farmers were also facing fields that still had green patches in them and weeds. Comparing bushels to last year, they are considerably less due to fewer acres being planted and fields drying slower because of the rain. Yields are also below average. Last year, workers were having to store wheat on the ground because of the abundance of wheat. This year, Glenn says it should all fit in the bins. Protein levels are above 12% and test weights are 60 pounds per bushel and above. Steve Clanton of Minneapolis in Ottawa County started harvest around June 26th and wrapped up on July 3rd. Protein levels averaged 13.8%, which was higher than last year's average of 11.5%. Clanton reported that harvest started on time and yields were average.
For the week ending of last, according to USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, the Kansas winter meat mature was at 98%, ahead of the 87% of last year and near the 96% for the five-year average. Harvested right around 80%, well ahead of the 52% of last year and near the 76% five-year average. Harvest updates are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machines, Syngenta AgriProceed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Seems like there's always something that needs to be done around the farm, and that applies to the farm yard as well. Some tips from our garden guru, Jim Fizell, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
As we get into the first part of the summer here, if you're looking around the yard for something to do, you shouldn't have to look too hard, according to our gardening guru, Jim Fizell.
Plenty of things that need to be done in the yard. One of the things that can be done to really shape the yard up, our shrubs have been growing for a month and a half, 2 months, and they tend to get out of shape about this time of year, especially the evergreens. They get these long shoots, and you want to remove those. Same thing with some of the other broadleaf shrubs, but these need to be taken back individually, individual stems one at a time. And, you know, I use either a hand clippers, or having been an old-time rose grower where we always cut the roses out in the greenhouse with a knife, we use a knife and a couple of pieces of old garden hose on your index finger and your thumb to protect them. Works very nicely because you can actually catch the thing that you've clipped off and put it in your basket or whatever you have so you don't have to rake that stuff off. You remove overly long individual stems. You don't want to shear these plants because it destroys the normal shape and the form of them. The only things you want to shear would be formal hedges, and they can be sheared at this time of year too. Get them back to the size that you want them, or maybe a little bit shorter than what you want them because they're going to continue to grow. Broadleaf shrubs, the same thing. Actually, it's a little late to trim lilacs and viburnums as far as the flower buds are concerned, because if you take the tips of those stems off, the buds are already formed. But you can cut out the older dead stems that have grown up from the ground, cut them all the way back, and if you have really overly long shoots, just like you did with the evergreens, cut them back to a reasonable length and shake the plants up. Other things that can be done up, keep taking the dead blooms off the annuals, and with the warm weather that we've had and the moisture, they've bloomed very well. Some of them, like some of the marigolds, you really don't have to take the flowers off of those, but some of the other other annuals, you really need to take the flowers off. First of all, it looks better, and second of all, it stimulates them to continue flowering. And while you're out there, take the hoe along and hoe out the weeds from your flower beds and your shrub borders. And last, before you forget about it, you probably need to mow and edge the lawn. Edging at this time of year, because the lawn tends to get over the pavements and a little bit out of bounds, edging will really shape it up, not just along the walks and street, but also around your shrub borders and round trees.
See, I told you Jim would find a lot of things for us to do in the yard. Back after this.
Book now and save on your propane needs with Wanklin Oil. They remind customers that prepay discount contracts are due July 24th. Wanklin Oil is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane. Regardless whether you're warming your home or business in the winter or flame grilling outside during the summer, you can depend on Wanklin Oil to help you increase your comfort, power your home, and reduce your energy costs using propane. Contact them for convenient delivery and payment options. And remember, prepaid discount contracts are due July 24th.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunshine and 70 this morning. Winds are light. We'll look at 90 for a high this afternoon as a gradual warm-up continues.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Royals have announced their new schedule for the shortened 60-game season. The Royals opening day is set for July 24th at the Cleveland Indians, and its home opener is set for July 31st against the Chicago White Sox, which will be the first game at Kauffman Stadium in 305 days. Kansas City will play 60 games in 66 days this season, including 30 games at home and 30 on the road. The Kansas City Chiefs have locked up their MVP Super Bowl winning quarterback for a decade. According to Patrick Mahomes' agent, the deal is worth $503 million, making him the first half-billion-dollar player in sports history. Mahomes led the Chiefs to a Super Bowl victory back in February, the first Super Bowl that they've won since 1970. Patrick Mahomes was also named the Super Bowl MVP. I'm Rick Everett with your Tuesday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Tomato harvest season is rapidly approaching. We share some harvesting advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You're a diabetic. You need supplies, but you don't want to visit the pharmacy. Call U.S. Med for home delivery of your supplies. If you have diabetes and you're worried about going to a crowded pharmacy, pick up the phone in the safety and comfort of your home and let U.S. Med deliver them to you with free shipping.
800-611-7121. 800-611-7121. That's 800-611-7121.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 7th, the 189th day of the year. Musician Ringo Starr celebrates his 80th birthday. Many gardeners will see at least a few tomatoes ripening on the vine this month. How do you know when it's time to pick them? Most varieties are ready when the color is glossy and even, and texture is between firm and soft. Some large heirloom varieties ripen before they reach full color. Pick them while the skin is smooth and waxy, even if the shoulders are green and they don't appear to be fully matured. And try this trick to quickly ripen a tomato. Place it in a paper bag with an apple or banana. Those fruits give off ethylene gas that hastens the ripening process. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more gardening tips online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Let's go out
these city lights, let's just leave it all behind. Get up where the air is still, you can hear the whippoorwill. Start a fire, pass the shine, won't be home till morning time. Shout your name out in the wind, confess my love for you again. Give you all I got to give, that's how we live up on the ridge. Won't you come with me tonight, when moonlight drifts into your eyes? Child, we'd be running free and wild. No one care what you do, ain't no law to answer to. Dance around in the dirt, listen to them crickets chirp. Hear old Jake start to howl when he hears that old dude owl. Give you all I got to give, that's how we live up on the ridge. Won't you come with me tonight, where moonlight drifts? Get it before the magic's gone. Tall, tall grass all around. Come on, lay that blanket down.